Hi, everybody. This is Jeremy. My wife, Candace, and I are the pastors at the Ridge Assembly at Park Hill. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope this message connects with you, that inspires you, reveals God's word of truth in your life. Be encouraged and enjoy the message. Thank you guys so much for celebrating Easter with us this morning. Today is Easter Sunday, and I can't get enough of saying that. I can't get enough of that celebration, right? We're celebrating Jesus Christ, the Messiah, champion of the universe, God Most High, Savior of the world. These are big things. I say them often, but sometimes I say them so much that I forget to picture in my mind exactly what that means. We believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, that He's the only begotten Son of God, that He lived a perfect life without any sin. And yet He died on the cross for punishment of sins, not His own, but mine and yours and all the people of all time, that He laid down His life. And we believe that on the third day He took His life up again, that He rose from the dead in the most dramatic and consequential display of power in all history, written and unwritten, seen and unseen. The moment of the resurrection was the moment that death, hell, and the grave knew that they were defeated. Easter Sunday morning, when He rose from the dead, and the disciples were like, wait, where is He? And the women and the whole thing. And it's an amazing story, and I love that story, but that's only a glimpse. That's only one slice, because it turns out that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that same power that rose Jesus from the dead will raise us also. Resurrection is a big deal. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. I love that scripture. And you hear it a lot at funerals. And okay, partially, why not, right? The truth is that the same power that raised Christ from the dead will one day raise the dead in Christ. We know that. We know that from a lot of scriptures I'm going to say they, I'm not going to say we, because I'm going to believe that I'm going in the rapture, because that's like an any minute kind of thing. But whoever the dead in Christ are, when Jesus returns, there's going to be like a Lazarus-style resurrection, because Christ is the first fruits, and that same resurrection power will raise us also. And that fact is worth celebrating. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about that. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about that the power that we celebrate today will be demonstrated again, and death and hell will be thrown into the lake of fire forever, and that's like a hallelujah kind of moment. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about a future bodily resurrection that we're going to share in. But I don't think this one from Romans 8 is really one of those. I think the main point of this here in Romans 8 is to say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we celebrate the resurrection as we commemorate Jesus literally rising from the dead. And we celebrate the resurrection as we look forward to the future resurrection and glorified bodies and things like that. But I believe Romans chapter 8 is the right now kind of resurrection. We have access to live in power of the resurrection today. And that's the context. I never liked reading just one verse, so let's back up and we'll kind of look and see what's around here. And I think you'll see where I'm going with this. Romans chapter 8, let's back up to verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. And if Christ is in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. In short, through the power of the Spirit, death is defeated, and also, right here, rivers of living water can flow out of you. That's what Jesus said in John 7:38. This is a right now kind of scripture, not just the sweet by and by. We believe that the power of the resurrection is for this morning. A right now kind of resurrection. I'm going to go quick this morning because you probably have lunch plans. But I want to take just a minute to focus on how we live out the resurrection every day and that the power we have access to. Again, guys, yeah, one of these days we have this passage of scripture. We read it in funerals. And one of these days, absolutely, Jesus Christ, the first fruit of the resurrection, has preceded all of us in resurrecting into glorified bodies. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for today, right now, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, that same power that raised Christ from the dead quickens our mortal bodies right now to live in glory. Right now, the Holy Spirit inside of us allows us to live in resurrection. Not slaves anymore to the power of sin and death and all of that junk. This is a right now scripture, and it's a right now resurrection by the Spirit of God that dwells inside of us. A couple of things. Letter number one, I prefer to live in resurrection rather than in decay. So, you got the Spirit of God inside of you? Absolutely. How do I know that? Because you're a child of God. Right? That's what the Scripture said, right? If you're in Christ, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. Now, there's bonus points if you want to get filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues and all that thing. That's a separate thing. But if you are a child of God, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. And if you have the Spirit of God inside of you, you're able to walk in the power of resurrection, which means that you will not see decay. Here's the catch. When things die, they decay unless they're resurrected. And we're living in resurrection. What is decay? Well, it's the slow rot where evil kind of consumes things. We talked a lot the past several weeks about Saul and the downward spiral of old King Saul. How he started out as a semi-good guy and ended up kind of as a semi-bad guy and then a bad guy and a very bad guy. And it was a downward spiral. Why? Because sin never has enough. Hell is never satisfied. And so there's always this downward spiral, and that is decay. If sin is death, then those who are slaves to sin are destined for decay. Sin keeps getting worse. It goes from bad to real bad. You got deeper sin and more difficult addictions and all the things. Nobody ever starts out thinking, oh, gee, I want to be a junkie. No. It's a slow decay. Because you walk into this thing. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not what we're destined for. Sin keeps getting worse, compounding transgression and transgression, meaning that you do one thing bad and then there's a whole other things that go along with it. Sometimes it's hypocrisy. Sometimes it's lies on top of whatever it is. I don't know. It keeps getting worse and decay happens. But by the blood of Jesus, we're set free from those things. We're set free from sin, and by the power of the Spirit, we're saved from the decay that follows sin. The Spirit of God will help you overcome temptation. And if you fail, the power of resurrection will keep you from spiraling. This is a big thing. Because we're all chasing perfection, right? We all want to be found in the image of God. But having a personal relationship with God doesn't mean that you're exactly sanctified right away. God's still working on some of us. And sometimes the truth of the matter is we find ourselves missing the mark. I'm not talking about premeditated horrible stuff, right? I'm not talking about choosing to walk away from Jesus. That's a whole different category. But if you are trying to go in the right direction and then you find yourself missing the mark in sin, right? And you find yourself messing up a little bit and you find the way that that gets stopped in your life is the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells inside of you by the Holy Spirit and keeps you from spiraling out of control. The Holy Ghost comes in and convicts you a little bit, nudges you with the elbow and the ribs kind of thing. You're like, you know, you get pinched and twisted a little bit. And the Holy Spirit will mess with you a little bit. You can say, oh God, I'm sorry, forgive me. You get up and you go on and you don't spiral out of control, because the only thing worse than death is decay. Is you find yourself just rotting away, going down a spiral of deeper and deeper sin and all the stuff that comes along with it. See, decay makes things fall apart. And after a little while of being stuck in a sin situation, next thing you know, the things that you care about begin falling apart. Because that's the way it works. Because sin is death, and then following death is decay. And so your spirit man may cry out for relief, but after a little while, if you don't deal with it by the Holy Spirit, then depression sets in, and then you start spiraling. Oh God, I messed up. You don't learn to forgive yourself, right? Jesus forgives you, cast as far as east is from west, right? I'm talking to Christians here, right? This isn't like a first-time salvation kind of thing, right? But you're trying to do right, you mess up, but instead of allowing God to really forgive you and accept that, then suddenly you start walking in desperation or guilt, and you start giving up if you're not careful, because you find yourself dealing with the same temptations over and over and over and over and over again. And I'd like to say that there comes a point where there's just a magical influx of the Holy Spirit. You never have to deal with that temptation again. Sometimes that happens. I've prayed with people on the altar and crazy things have happened, right? They've laid down their drugs and never picked them up again. Other people have to contend for their faith and fight through it. All I'm saying is this morning, there is a power, the power of the resurrection by the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, that sets you free from not just sin and death, but also the decay that wants to hang on to it. There's room for praise there. Like, this is a big thing. The Spirit of God empowers you to overcome sin, and the power of resurrection overcomes decay. Number two, I'd rather have resurrection than stench. I'd rather have resurrection than stench. Stench lingers. Bad smells are hard to get rid of. It's like going to a restaurant, and then you leave there, and you still smell like the restaurant. A couple of weeks ago, we went to, it was in spring break. I took a random day off, and we went and just had a good time with my crew. And part of having a good time included going to a ramen noodle restaurant. And you're like, wait a minute, aren't those like 10-cent packages? Yes, this was not that. Okay, this was like a real, like an Asian kind of, I don't even know. They gave you chopsticks, no forks kind of thing. And I'm a little bit nervous about this, because I was terrified to wear a white shirt today, because I'm like pouring the communion, assuming I'm going to spill it on me. So we're eating these ramen noodles with chopsticks, and it's just this whole thing. And none of us can do it very well. Candace was okay at it. Jackson was okay. Jacob and I need remedial chopstick classes. But we were like just slinging this stuff everywhere. And for the rest of the day, I smelled that. It was delicious going down. Hours later, because of the spots that I had on my shirt, I was like smelling it. And I didn't want to smell it. And then I started getting self-conscious that other people are probably smelling this, and like I kind of want to like stench. It's hard to get rid of. And just like stench can linger long after you leave a restaurant, the aroma of sin can linger long after you've left. The power of the resurrection removes the stench. The Holy Spirit reminds us that there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. Resurrection power reminds you that the old things have passed away and everything is new. Resurrection power reminds you that you get to live in a new identity. Resurrection power reminds you that you're a child of God. In the natural, long after you've left whatever sin that you dealt with, long after you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, on occasion, from time to time, maybe when the wind is blowing right, you catch a whiff of that old life that you left. You catch a whiff of that death and decay and that junk that was in your past just every now and then. And it reminds you that maybe you're not dead right now, but you were dead at one time. And suddenly you start thinking, well, I don't even know, am I really qualified for this? Because I did X, Y, and Z. And even though it's in the past, and I know Jesus has forgiven me, but I left, but I still feel like I stink. There's a reason that when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, he also said, loose him and let him go. Take those grave clothes off, get it done. Part of it was because they stunk. He's been dead 4 days. He stinketh. Part of the reason he had to get those off is because he smelled bad. And there's a whole process after we are saved and delivered. There's a whole process of finding freedom. There's a great sermon in there, by the way. Right? But outside of that, there's a whole process. Part of that is getting rid of the stench. And can I tell you that the power of resurrection gets rid of stench? Because things that are alive don't stink like death. So even if we find ourselves sometimes remembering the shadows of our own past, what this scripture in Romans 8 tells me is that when the enemy comes in and tries to remind us of the things that we have done and the places that we have failed, it's our mortal bodies that are then quickened by the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens our mortal bodies, including our minds, and we move on from those failures and we stand approved in His presence. That's a big deal. It's the power of resurrection for today. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the power of the resurrection today. Last but not least, I would rather live in resurrection than in darkness. Man, there are so many things we can talk about, but we'll go pretty quick. Here's the thing about death. Death and darkness always go together. Right? The tomb was dark. I mean, before the incident, but the tomb was dark. Graves are dark. Eyes are closed. One of those kind of things. There's no light. There's no hope. But when you're resurrected, you get to live in the light. One of the benefits that I think that we overlook a lot of times as Christians is the magnitude of the power we have to live in hope right here and right now. This is a Romans kind of 8 thing. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, right, the same power that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. The same power. Again, this is the most intensely energetic and powerful thing that the universe had ever experienced was the resurrection of Christ. And in that same power lives inside of you for light. What does that mean? I'm talking about hope. I'm talking about hope for today. When the whole world seems to be dark and depressed and junk, that you can have hope, that you can have joy, that you can walk in truth. This is light rather than darkness. Darkness is always associated with deceit, but we're not going to walk in that. The enemy's going to try to come in with lies and junk, and we're going to reject those things because we're going to walk in truth. We're going to overcome lies with revelation. And this is the power that we have today. When the world seems to be falling apart and falling in on you and things don't seem to make sense, You have the power, not just like a little power, you have the power of the resurrection to live in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. The same Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead is inside of you to bring forth the gifts of the Spirit for blessings today. This is going to be awesome in the sweet by and by. I can't wait to get to heaven. But right now, there is blessing for today. And it's not a little thing. This is the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection. I can't imagine. I wish I could picture what it was like. I picture Jesus tearing space-time and walking back in and all of His glory. I can picture that. I can picture angels and demons just observing this, and the demons quaking and the angels rejoicing, and past, present, and future, and it was all sealed at the power of the empty tomb. That happened. But that same power is inside of you, not just for forever, but for today, for right now, that you can live in these things. There's no reason whatsoever that you should face decay in your life. There's no reason whatsoever that you should be acceptable to walk around with a stench on you of junk that happened 20 years ago. Forget about it. It's gone. There's no reason that you should walk in darkness. There's no reason that you should walk hanging around in depression. Lack of joy. There's no reason. You can. God still loves you, but why would you want to? The power of the resurrection is in you. Again, the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday was the most complete display of power anywhere, at any time, in the whole universe. Satan is defeated. Past, present, and future. He's defeated in this earth. He's defeated in your life. The power of the resurrection is inside of you. Our sins were forgiven. That's kind of a past tense kind of thing. And our place will be in heaven. And that's kind of a future tense kind of thing. And today, our mortal bodies are equipped to live in resurrection. And that's the power that we have available. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We invite you to be part of our online community by subscribing to this podcast. Also, follow us on social media at The Ridge Assembly PH on Facebook and Instagram. If you live in the Central Arkansas area, we certainly invite you to be part of our live community. You can join us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at the Old Park Hill Elementary Building. That's at 3801 JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.